This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Now that you know the mainstream media is faking the news and deliberately printing false news, for example, you know, the Washington Post recently said that I was working as a Russian agent, and then CNN printed the story too, and this is quite a hilarious little piece of propaganda from the entire mainstream media. We know that they're faking the news. Now, I mean, it's obvious at this point. We've seen the rise of the independent media now, which is reporting truthful, honest news that's not tied to a government agenda or a big global corporation agenda and so on. So you know that the mainstream media is faking the news. Now that you know that, ask yourself this question. It's a simple question. Did they only just now start faking the news? Or does it make more sense to realize they've been faking the news all along? They've been faking the news for as long as they've been in existence. It's just that only now they've lost control of the narrative. Think about this. Now, most of you who are, you know, audience members of the Health Ranger and Natural News and so on, most of you are older than, let's say, 35. Probably most of you are older than 40 or 45, for that matter. But we've been around a while, right? We've been around. We were all born and grew up, and probably many of us went to school before there was even an internet, right? I mean, the internet only came along in the 1990s, really, you know, sort of the early 90s, and it didn't really catch on until a decade later when it became more of a critical mass, and then it was another decade after that where the independent media began to really take hold and rise up and start to be able to even compete with the mainstream media. But all that time, through the 1970s, 80s, 90s, the mainstream media controlled the narrative. They controlled the narrative. They owned it. They told you what was true, and you didn't have any other place to go to get any dissenting view. You didn't have any other place to get the other side of the story or investigative reporting that might have threatened the status quo. No, none of that. The only thing you had was maybe 60 Minutes, which carefully chose their stories not to upset the status quo and the people in the White House and the powerful corporations and so on. That's the closest you got to it, was 60 Minutes. So here's a question. Think back about all the big events that occurred in your lifetime, big events of history that you remember. And depending on how old you are, you might remember the day JFK was shot. You might remember the Oklahoma City bombing. I think that was 1994 or 3 or something around that time. You might remember the Black Monday stock market crash of 1987. You might remember 9/11, September 11, 2001. You might remember even more recent events like the Sandy Hook shooting or other so-called mass shootings, the Batman shooter, theater shooter in Aurora, Colorado. Think back about all the events, the Waco, Texas thing, you know, the David Koresh, and how the ATF raided the Waco, quote, compound, which just means multiple buildings on the same farmland. This is a good time to start asking yourself, wait a minute, were we lied to about all these events in history because the mainstream media controlled the narrative? And the answer I invite you to explore is probably so. Yeah, they were probably lying about aspects of all these big events throughout history. When Bill Clinton was president, when the first George Bush was president, even when Reagan was president, when Carter was president. From that time all the way up to now, yeah, they were probably lying to you all along about all this stuff. Doesn't mean that everything they said was a lie. There were certainly elements of truth. They always try to blend truth with lies so that their lies seem credible. So sure, they probably said many things that were true. But the overarching propaganda from the mainstream media, which is the fake media, has probably been an official narrative designed to accomplish certain political goals, such as, for example, disarming the American public, blaming conservatives. This was a key narrative following the Oklahoma City bombing, where forgot the guy's name, who was blamed. This was all about blaming Rush Limbaugh and blaming conservative talk radio. This was during the Bill Clinton era. The whole point of it was to blame conservatives and bring in gun control. And then we had the assault weapons ban in the Clinton administration that kicked in around that same time. There were all political agendas behind these things. And even 9/11, under the Bush administration, what was the political agenda that was thrust upon the American people following 9/11? No matter what you think was responsible for the attack, was it the Saudis? And the answer is, yeah, of course it was. Bush stood down. He stood down the U.S. military. He had the Saudis carry out the attack. They trained the pilots. And then they had demolition charges in Building 7 to bring that thing down, too. So obvious. It's just abundantly obvious to anybody who isn't afraid to exercise critical thinking, right? And why did they do that? Because they needed to unveil the surveillance state. They needed to roll out the Patriot Act, which then legalized the mass surveillance of Americans through the FBI, through the NSA, especially the NSA. This mass surveillance era was begun. It was unleashed or initiated from 9/11. And if you start to look back through history now with renewed skepticism, understanding that you've been lied to all this time by the mainstream media, suddenly a lot of what you heard, what we were told, makes sense. Every event had a narrative that was married to it. Oklahoma City, blame conservatives, blame gun owners, pass restrictions on firearms, disarm the public. 9/11, pass the surveillance state laws, roll out the Patriot Act, put government in charge of snooping into everything you do, your emails, your phone calls, your web surfing habits, your search engine habits, everything. You know, other events were all about blaming guns, typically, or blaming right-wingers, blaming conservatives. This has been the narrative for so long. And now it is finally exposed. At the same time that we're exposing the entire fake media, the mainstream media, well, can't even call them mainstream anymore. They're no longer the dominant media, but let's call them lamestream media. How about that? So the lamestream media has lost the battle. They've lost their audiences. They've lost the narrative. They've lost control. And so it is from that space now that the lamestream media is lurching out and saying, no, everybody else is fake media. And all these other independent media, they say, well, they're run by the Russians. It's the Russians. It's Bigfoot. It's aliens. The Loch Ness Monster is running, you know, InfoWars, whatever. This is the way they operate now. And so, of course, they're just committing credibility suicide. They've lost control. And not only that, if you think about it, if you look at any analysis of an event, let's say that some mass shooting happens, or what do we have recently at Ohio State? We had some Muslim radical terrorist student try to run over people with a car and then stab them with a knife. And if you try to analyze that event, you look at the CNN analysis, it's moronic versus the analysis of someone like Paul Joseph Watson from PrisonPlanet.com. It's intelligent. It's informed. The lamestream media is full of morons. They're genuinely stupid people. This is important to understand. They're incredibly stupid. They live in a bubble. They don't know anything about history. They don't know anything about the world. They don't understand anything about economics or human psychology. They don't know anything about law, the Constitution, the separation of powers. They're incredibly stupid people. And that's why their analyses make no sense. And yet the independent media is full of intelligent, passionate, patriotic people whose analyses are spot on. You know, we are thinking people. We are passionate people. We care about the future, and we haven't sold out to some globalist government agenda or corporate agenda or whatever false narrative that they're trying to push. And now as more and more people wake up and see this, they're turning off the mainstream media. They know CNN is full of bunk. They know even Fox News is not credible anymore, run by basically the same people. They know that it's only independent media that can be believed on anything. Now the default stance is somebody sees something written by the Associated Press and they, you know, they're just thinking to themselves, pardon my French, but they're thinking to themselves, bullshit. That it's not true. Whatever the AP writes, you have to immediately think bullshit. They're making it up half the time. They are. Reuters, the same way. NPR, the same way. They're just completely fabricating. Or they're selectively editing, leaving out the important parts of the story to try to show you their slanted, biased version that makes no sense. So if you live in the bubble of fake news, you love CNN, you love NPR, you love the left-wing, lamestream media. But if you live in reality, then you love the independent media because that's where you're waking up. That's where you're growing as an adult, as a responsible citizen. You're learning more. You're expanding your knowledge, expanding your awareness. You're developing your critical thinking skills. You're asking the questions that the free press is supposed to ask. I mean, think about it. The default position of the free press is supposed to be, hey, you, government, we don't believe you. That's the default position of a healthy media, a healthy press in any nation. We don't believe you. And that's the position that you only find in the independent media. The lamestream media is just parroting government propaganda. That's all CNN does. They just parrot the propaganda. And that's why nobody believes them anymore. And that's why they're committing credibility suicide. That's why they're increasingly irrelevant. And that's why they are going to lose. They're imploding and they're lashing out with desperation. They don't know what to do. And now there's a headline on Drudge. As I'm recording this, it says Obama is looking to form a media company. Great. So we're going to take all the lies that Obama has been telling us all the years and turn that into a news network, which will no doubt be considered the only real news by Facebook or Google. The Obama News Network, ONN. And every lie they print will be considered to be factually true by all the fact checkers out there. I can't wait for this. It's going to be easy to rip that apart. But yeah, Obama's looking to form a media company. And by the way, have you ever heard leftists try to run like a radio show? Did you ever hear that radio show where Alec Baldwin was trying to run his show? It's long gone and canceled by now, but he was a moron. Nobody was even calling the show. Nobody was interested because liberals can't explain their beliefs based on rationality. All their arguments are emotional, and emotional just doesn't work that well over radio. They can't describe. They can't argue for their beliefs and their positions or their quote facts. And so it just doesn't work. And that's why you don't have, by the way, progressive talk radio very much at all. Almost all talk radio is conservative because it's based in the rational mind, in critical thinking and decision making. It's based on the quality of the information rather than the emotional amplitude of the argument. Meanwhile, leftists, they just have emotional arguments. They march in the streets with signs and anger and protests and looting and burning and screaming to kill the cops and everything. This is the way they get their message across. It's all through emotion. In any case, no matter where you are on the political spectrum, I invite you to really question everything from the lamestream media, because you'll find that not only is almost everything fake that they're reporting today, but everything that they reported over the last few decades was also buried under layers of fakery and propaganda and fabrication. It's time for us all to rethink the entire history that we've been taught, because a lot of it has been rooted in the fake stream media, which is really what we should call them. The fake stream media, CNN, New York Times, Washington Post, all fake, completely fabricated on purpose, deliberate fabrication of news. That's what those organizations are. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.